Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. You are in time to hear more. I'm telling you what, I really do want to encourage you to take notes, whether you take mental notes, whether you type up on your iPad, however you do it, take notes, because I'm telling you, Pastor Gamble is really going to be sharing with us truth for life, truth for living. And one of the things that you were sharing with me, Pastor, is that as we as Christians go through life, we can actually expect hard times at some point in life.
Yes, sir. And that is so powerful because one thing that the Bible said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us from them all. And even though we are human, and the said appearance said you don't get fearful of certain things, is we know that that can't be true because of the fallen nature we are in. But that's one thing that David said through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit revealed to David in the book of Psalms, the 23rd chapter and the 14th verse. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." And the key thing is that he's with you. That there are going to be some experiences in your life going to knock you on your backside. But in the midst of that, when you know he's with you, when you got assurance, and you know you got to say it, Ella.
Wow.
You got to say it sometime. You may have to say it in tears. You may have to say it in your closet. But there are going to be some things that are going to come up that what God is waiting for you is for your response. See, there are certain things that are going to go on in our lives and God waiting for us to respond to it. Because we understand that the power of death and life is in of life and death is in the power of our tongues. Mm-hmm. And when situations and circumstances come up in our lives, God is waiting to see our reaction to it. And our reaction sometimes is that, woe is me. Instead of us saying that, guess what, God going to get me through this. Because I know that all things work together for the good. To those that love God and to those that are called according to his purpose. And so this is something that I think we're going to grow in. Because just like you were saying, in our economy and the way the world is going, the fear, some people die of fear.
Wow, good point.
They get so fearful that they give up. They don't want to live this life no more. And this is something that if we don't overcome it, if we don't get stronger and don't let fear overwhelm us, it will cause different things, different health issues take place. Your heart was not designed to handle fear. Your heart was designed to handle love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance. And so that's why it is so important that when fear shows up, we because that's one thing that's so powerful that we need to understand. That's why Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." He said, "I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." He said, "Whatever you got, he said, give it to me. Bring it to the altar. Bring it before the throne of grace, and leave it with Jesus." He was designed to handle it. We was not designed to handle fear and to handle doubt. And so, even when we look at that, we look at fear, we look at doubt. We can understand that God did not doubt. God don't like doubt. Matter of fact. The Bible speaks of even people that in the Bible, in the last days, he says in the book of Revelation, the 21st chapter and the 8th verse, he said, "But the fearful, the unbelievers, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." We don't want that agitate. We don't want that stronghold of fear on our lives because it's not good for us. And that's why it's so important that we understand that name that's above every name, that anytime fear come up, you use the name of Jesus and watch Jesus move on your behalf.
You know, that point becomes so poignant when you just made it, that he gives this list of folks who are not going to make it into heaven, which means, of course, the lake of fire will be their home for all eternity. And in that list is the fearful or the unbeliever, however your translation that you read calls it, the ones who did not believe God.
That is so powerful because God want to show us the power behind the spirit of fear. It is such a power that's behind it. And anytime you look in the Bible where an angelic being will show up on earth, the first thing he would say is, "Fear not."
Yes.
He want to get you in faith and get you out of fear. because you're looking at, number one, you're looking at a spirit, and you're looking at a creature you ain't never seen before.
That's right.
And the first thing that comes out, we get afraid.
Yes.
And he would tell you, fear not, because I want to talk to you about something. Because there's something you have to accept.
Mm.
And that's why it's so important that even in our everyday lives, that some of us need to, from this, the answer to your question, God said, to tell me right here, that's why you listen on the radio today. Go back, open your door to your house, and say, fear, I need you to get out in the name of Jesus. You need to rebuke fear out your family. You need to rebuke fear out your house today. Don't go back in that house without telling fear to leave. Leave your house. Because it is a spirit, it is real, and it is dominating our society on the day, even in the Christian realm.
Mm. And it is a malicious enemy here to destroy.
Yes, sir.
Nothing sweet and innocent about fear.
Yes, sir. And that's one thing that we have to acknowledge that it's there, just like you said. First thing, you got to acknowledge it. Because there are so many people in the body of Christ that are be worried about things that will never happen. Because we don't understand how the enemy is an illusionist. He uses the fall of man against man. Yeah. And so that's why it's so important that we know that the God did not give us this spirit. So if God didn't give it, we know where it came from.
Yes, sir.
And we got to know where the enemy is at, because the enemy is not in our head. The enemy should not be in our heart. The enemy is supposed to be under our feet.
Mm.
When you know where you seated with Christ, and you know that, guess what? You are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's why you got the authority to command fear to leave. And don't give it, don't hang around with it. Just be for real and know that you got the authority to do it.
That is such an excellent point, because it is a malicious enemy that seeks our destruction. And we shouldn't be playing around with anything that is seeking our destruction.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You know, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about this some more. We're talking about developing faith to overcome fear and doubt. Be thinking about what it is that you've done that has helped you successfully overcome fear, helped you successfully overcome doubt. But take it a little bit further and think about those times when you needed to overcome fear, you needed to overcome doubt, but didn't. What happened as a result? We're going to make sure that we don't stay stuck in that place. And that's the reason that you're here listening along with me as Pastor Gamble shares with us how we can develop faith. Remember, he shared that with us in the very beginning. Our faith should be continually being developed. We never arrive. We're always moving. Developing our faith to overcome fear, overcome doubt. Remember, there are some situations that can come on you tomorrow that can shake you in ways that what happened yesterday wouldn't have fazed you. Developing faith to overcome fear and doubt. We'll be right back.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three